Today is Friday, October 25th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Geeky Gay. I hope that's the date. Yes, I was guessing, but that is the date. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different, so let's go ahead and get started talking about my day. So yesterday after I recorded, I cooked dinner. And you know, it's really strange. So I just cooked spaghetti, which is, I know, I'm a bad chef. Well, I'm not really a chef at all, but I know I should make my tomato sauce. My tomato sauce? I sound like the Pioneer Woman. Tomatoes? I should make my tomato sauce from scratch. I really should, you know. What kind of a cook am I if I just open up a jar? But I really like the Classico roasted garlic, and sometimes I get the, I think there's onion and roasted garlic, I'm not really sure. And there's an organic version that I've been getting recently, but they are a little bit acidic, a little bit sour, and Mark likes Filipino spaghetti, which is very sweet. They use something called banana ketchup. Ironically, it's actually made out of bananas. I think they just dye it red. I don't think it has any red ingredients at all. But anyway, it's made out of bananas, and that's what they use. And I think they do use tomato paste, but they use brown sugar, I believe. And I don't know the exact recipe, but I know there's some sort of sugar. Plus, the banana ketchup is sweet because it's banana. And it's interesting, though, because it doesn't taste like banana at all. Like, you would think, ooh, banana in spaghetti? But it's not. And I could be getting this totally wrong, but I'm 90% sure that banana ketchup is actually made out of bananas, but it does not taste like bananas. Regardless, that's what they use, and their spaghetti ends up being very sweet. And I like their spaghetti. Like, I really like it. And so I don't make my own sauce, but I have been adding a little bit of sugar to the jarred sauce. This is neither here nor there because that was not the point of this story. I use ground turkey, and I had bought turkey on Sunday when we did our grocery shopping. And I get the 90, I normally get 97% fat free or whatever, 97% lean, which only has 3% fat. And it works fine for sauces and stuff like that because, you know, it's going to be very dry, but when you're mixing a sauce with it, it's fine. For some reason, I got 93 instead of 97, but other than that, it was the same brand, it was everything, but we did have a power outage Sunday evening that lasted for 4 or 5 hours, and I was like, I don't know how things are going to go in the refrigerator. Well, I started cooking this, and you guys are going to, I mean, I saw Musing Mark on Twitter was saying I'm trying to kill Mark because I'm feeding him couscous from 2014 or whatever. And we didn't get sick. So I think, you know, couscous is just flour and water, basically. You know, it's just like a pasta. It's dry. There's nothing wet in it. There's nothing for bacteria to really cling on to and eat. So we were fine. But I did throw it away. I threw it away after that. So because it tasted old. So anyway, so you guys are going to think I'm really trying to kill Mark because I opened up this turkey and it smelled fine, but it looked darker than it normally looks. Like it looked, normally it's kind of a pinkish, whitish color. And this was more of a, I don't know, a brownish, grayish color. But it didn't expire until October 30th, which is next Thursday. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and cook it. It should be fine. Well, when I started cooking it, it smelled very gamey, like wild meat. Like, I can't describe it, but, and it had a little bit of a, so then when I cooked it all the way through, I tasted a little bit of it, and it tasted a little twangy. Like, I don't have a better way of describing it than there was a little bit of a twang to it. And I mixed the sauce with it. I added the sugar. I did all that kind of stuff. And it still had this weird, but I was like, well, the package said it doesn't expire until October 30th. And I had another package of turkey that I used earlier in the week to make the Dorito casserole, and it was fine. And it was also in the refrigerator when the power outage happened. So all that to be said, I made the spaghetti, we ate it. but it had a weird flavor because of this meat. And I still don't know whether the meat just, I mean, can you get a gamey turkey? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm really confused about it because the other deal is neither one of us got sick. Like, I'm fine. Mark is fine. Like, you know, you would think if the meat was bad that we would have gotten sick, but no, we're fine. And I don't think we're going to eat the rest of it, though, because I don't like the flavor of it. I think I'm going to toss it out. But so I did that, and we had spaghetti. We watched The Voice. We watched The Good Doctor. He touched a breast, which apparently, you know, is a thing. I just want to say, I mean, this is going to sound heartless, but I don't know if anybody else watches Good Doctor other than Big Fatty, but I agree that I'm not sure that someone with autism like he has it in that show should be performing surgery. I mean, literally last night he was performing his first lead surgery and he had a fit. He like had a fit and was like, no, 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 no. And like he tossed the tools down and ran out of the room, and there's a woman laying open on the table, you know, with her throat open because she had throat cancer. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm all for disabled rights and everything, but there are some disabilities that prevent you from doing certain things. Like if you're in a wheelchair, you're probably not going to be a runner, you know? I mean, not that that's a career necessarily, but so I don't know. I mean, I'm probably going to piss off a lot of disabled people, but would you want someone with autism doing your surgery? I mean, that's a question. So I don't know. I mean, I think he'd be a really good diagnostic because he's really good. He seems to be really good at diagnosing things, but I don't know if I would feel comfortable having the Good Doctor person operate on my throat. It turned out being fine, and he touched his girlfriend's breast for the first time, which is also like a weird thing to watch this relationship because he doesn't like to be touched, and you know, because of the autism, and she's having to be really patient with him about physical contact. So that was all really weird. He doesn't like to have more than one thing touched at the same time, apparently. So anyway, then after, you know, we went to bed, you know, no big deal. And then got up today, went to work. It was pretty boring today at work. So boring that I decided I was going to go ahead and start with the mailing of the Pride 48 prizes that I should have already mailed 2 months ago. And I apologize to anyone who won anything because honestly, I don't mean to procrastinate that much, but you guys, I have been to London, Montreal, Seattle, and California in the past 2 months. On top of that, I've been to St. Louis twice for haircuts on the weekends, and I've worked. So I've been so busy. I mean, I'm full of excuses, right? But anyway, so it was so slow at work that I decided, okay, I had gotten in some of the addresses from people, or I confirmed we had addresses in the Pride 48 database for everyone who had donated, but I wanted to confirm that they still lived at you know, whatever address they gave. So I sent out emails earlier in the week asking for addresses, and so I took like half of the stuff. I went to the post office, and I didn't want to go up to the counter, so I used the machine. But apparently, I'm mailing some posters as well, and apparently those tubes are too big to go in the receptacle that they have for the computerized, you know, the self-service kiosk. So they said, you can still print the label here, but you're going to have to take it up to a person. So I printed all my labels. It took me about 20 minutes to get all the labels printed, tape everything up, put the names on them, and, you know, then go up to the counter. And then I went back to work. And then we had a production issue this afternoon with my product. So I've been on the phone. You know, I didn't get home. I was supposed to record Throwing Down with Joe this evening, but I was still at work when it was time to record. And so I messaged him and said, hey, can we record on Saturday? Because I don't know what time this production issue is going to be finished. So that was a little bit of excitement, but at least I got, during lunch, I got a few of the, or about half the packages mailed. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to mail the rest of them. So everyone should be getting their prizes or thank you posters next week. So sorry it took me so long. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.